Our dear Lord and God, we exalt your name this morning. Be thou exalted above the earth. Be thou exalted above the soul, above the surrounding situation and circumstances. Be thou exalted above our trepidation and fears. Be thou exalted above our concerns and our limitations. This morning, let your name be highly exalted above every other thing, and bring every other thing under your feet this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let everything submit unto the lordship of your name this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus. Use me as your vessel to honor. Use me as a channel to bless your people this morning. Thank you, Lord God. Blessed be your name forevermore. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Let us put hands together for the Lord. Amen. Amen. Today is the first Sunday in the month of August 2022. So it's not too late to say Happy New Month. Say Happy New Month to someone. How many of us were in the praise worship session this morning? You are part of the praise worship this morning. Wave your hand out to the Lord. Oh, those of you who were not in the praise worship session this morning, you missed something. But God will compensate you. God will have mercy on you and compensate you for what you have missed. How many of us, you know, you thank God for the innovation of the praise worship this morning. No, this worship, this praise worship this morning was in a special way. If you appreciate that innovation, you can just put your hands together for the Lord. So I just made up my mind that before I give my message this morning, I want to appreciate the choir for that special innovation. So, one twali and three gbosa to our choir. Awo meji, loke, esenle, fun choir wa nikan soso. God bless you. This morning, I'll be speaking on what I call the comfort of his presence. The comfort of his presence. And everything right from our freshers service up to now has been hovering around his presence. When we talk about the presence of God, God has three attributes. Bible student, serious Christians, can you remind me? God is omnipotent, omniscience, omnipresence. When you say God is omnipresence, it means that he's present everywhere. But let me tell you something. The fact that God is present everywhere does not mean that his presence is seen or manifested everywhere. True of us. True of us. If that is not the case, we don't need to ask for his presence. We just come here and things begin to happen. But despite the fact that God is omnipresent, his presence is not seen anywhere. His power is only manifested where his presence is coveted and seen. Wherever the presence of God is not seen, wherever the presence of God is not coveted, his power cannot be manifested, even though he's present. You can't drive God away from anywhere. Go and lock your door with the most powerful key. Dig the hole and go inside the dungeon. You can't shut God out of anywhere. Are you listening to me? He's present everywhere. but it's not manifested everywhere. So when I'm talking about the comfort is present this morning, I'm talking about the comfort where is seen, where is manifested, where is coveted, where is honored. I'm going to take my text from Psalm 16, verse 7 through 11. Verse 16, I want them to project for me quickly. Verse 16, Psalm 16, God bless you. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. Verse 8. I am set. The Lord. How many times? How frequent? Always. Before me. Why? Because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Verse 9. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh shall also rest in hope. Verse 10. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thy only one to see corruption. Verse 11, which actually what the key verse I want us to keep. Show me the path of life. When you look at the way the Bible is scripted, it's very important. What do you see from that? Colon. Can you see? For grammarians, when you see a colon, it means that the next part is trying to explain the previous part. Am I right? Those of who are in language, am I correct? Show me. So thou will show me the path of life. Now put a colon. For him to show you the path of life. What do you say? In your presence is the fullness of joy. And the right hand, their pleasure for. That's the path of life. You want to enjoy life? You want to have the fullness of life? You want to be happy in life? You want to be fulfilled in life? It's about his presence. Wherever his presence is absent, this cannot be seen. There cannot be fullness or joy. There cannot be great pleasure. You need to have the presence of God with you. Let me say something. When we are talking about the presence of God, it's not like a deodorant. But what we do, many of us, and let me tell you, I'm not trying to exclude myself. I said many of us, most of us, we use the presence of God, we see like a deodorant. What's a deodorant? You want to smell nice. Am I right? You spray it. And after that time, it wanes. True of us. That's why, people who make deodorant, they make money. They say, this one will last for 1 hour. This one will last from morning till afternoon. This will last the whole day. But none will last for 24 hours. True of us. I've not seen any deodorant that has been made that once you put it, it will last for 24 hours. No matter how strong a deodorant is, after a while, if it lasts for 24 hours, you have to come back and apply it again. So many of us, we come to church. We come on Sunday. Want to feel the presence of God like a deodorant. To deodorize our thinking life. To deodorize our perverted way.
to deodorize our perverted mode of thought, of thinking, or speaking, our manners. So we use that deodorant in the service. And when we go away, the deodorant is no longer there. But it's supposed to be always. Tell somebody, presence of God is not a deodorant. That is why we always look good. Look at all of us in the church. Who is not well behaved as we are seated here now? But is that our real life? Because we are already in that, we are using that deodorant. We are under the influence of that deodorant. But how long will that deodorant last? Ask the next person, how long will that deodorant last? Some people, the moment they step out of that, the gate of the church, that's the end of the deodorant. Even some people, as long as they are standing up from their seat, the deodorant is evaporating. The presence of God is not a deodorant. It's supposed to be with us all the time. We are supposed to be in His presence even when you are sleeping. Even when you are in the toilet. Even when you are in the kitchen. Even when you are in your office. Even when you are in the classroom. Even when you are shop. You are supposed to be, we are supposed to be in the presence of God. This month, my charge for us, let us always carry the presence of God with us anywhere we are. And when that happens, we are going to see a change. Let me tell you, the only secret for miracle, to create the atmosphere of miracle, is the presence of God. The presence of God is the atmosphere for miracle. Many of you are praying for miracle. Lord, intervene. Lord, I need your miracle. Lord, the only secret for that, to create the atmosphere of miracle, is the presence of God. Are you a businessman or a businesswoman and things are not working well? And just maybe the business door. Can you just re-energize the presence of God? Go into a period of worship and say, God, I need your presence. I mean it and key into it. Things will change. In your office, are things go that maybe people are, you know, buffeting you, they are tormenting you? Just invoke the presence of God. If really you are in Him, God, that's the you. You cannot be outside the fold and say you are invoking His presence. You are just wasting your time and saliva. So the presence of God is not only in the church. It should be in your office. It should be in your hostel. It should be in your room. It should be in your kitchen. It should be in your bedroom. In the presence of God. I know the Bible says that He is troubling in the night season. What is night season? Night season is a period of uncertainty. Sometimes period of fear. Sometimes period of doubt. But when the presence of God is there, say, I shall not be moved. Let me tell you, as we are going to this month, the presence of the Lord will go with you. Amen. Every moment, every hour. But listen, it doesn't mean there won't be challenges. But when the presence of God is with you, you will not be moved. God, what is greater than your problem, than your challenge, is by you. See, so many things we attempt to shift your focus in life. So many things we try to make to be fearful and afraid in life. But when the presence of God with you, the enemy will not be able to sift you. Most of the time, why we are fearful, why we are weak, is because we don't carry his presence. Many times we're on our own. Many times the deodorant has evaporated. Because we use his presence like deodorant. But this month, I want to challenge us. Let the presence of God not be deodorant. Let it be like oxygen. Can anybody else survive without oxygen for 2 minutes? If you can't, raise up your hand. Can anybody survive without oxygen for 2 minutes? So this month of August, I'm challenging, I'm charging, I am pleading with all of us. Let us decide that we are going to take the presence of God like oxygen, not like a deodorant. And when we do that, you see fantastic testimony. We see things turning around. We see things change. You try what I'm talking about. If you're a businesswoman, do it in your office, in your shop. If you are a worker, do it in your office. If you are married, do it in your home. Make sure the presence of God is there every minute. And call back and tell me whether God will be a liar. In his presence, that is fullness of joy. Even when there are challenges, let me tell you, when you have the presence of God with you, even when things are not going well, you will still end well. I must tell you something. Don't misquote me. I'm not saying that because you are the presence of God with you, sometimes you won't have moments that things will go well all the time. No, that's not the issue. But when you have the presence of God, even when things are not going well, you will still end well. That is it. That's the assurance. That is the confidence. You cannot have the presence of God with you always, and things are not going well, and you end badly. No, that's not possible. And that's why the Bible says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Because when you carry the presence of God, when the presence of God, whatever is not going well, we still end well for you. You know something that Jesus made up to? He did certain things to let us know that his presence is all we need. Do you know where he was going away? He told them he was leaving and he was going to send them a comforter, two of us. And he said, the comforter will abide with them. He said, you have come, I'm only with you for a while. I am going. But I'm sending somebody that will never leave for a moment. And he left. Then do ask yourself, why did he need to come back and appear to disciples again? Have you ever asked that question? Do you know it's not only one time that he appeared to them? Do you know? Because if he did it one time, there could be controversy. But he wanted them to know why his presence is. Let's go to Book of John. Book of John, chapter 21. We're going to read verse 1 to 12. But I'm going to break it into two or three parts. John, chapter 21, verse 1. Let's start from that. I will read from 1 to 3 and I will stop and then continue. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. On this wise he show he himself. Verse 2. There were together Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee. Look at them. You have Peter, you have Thomas, you have Nathanael, you have the two sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples. Verse 3. What were they doing? Simon Peter said unto them, I go fishing. And what did they say? They said unto him, we also go with you. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately. And what happened? And that night they caught nothing. Why did Jesus appear to them at the Sea of Tiberias? When he was going, he wanted them to take over the ministry. But Peter and Thomas and Nathanael and James and all the others, they found that they couldn't see Jesus around again. They felt lonely. They felt abandoned. They felt forlorn, forsaken, helpless. And they decided to go their way. They were just following the way the wind goes. See, when God is not there, you are not with God, you just go according to the dictates of events. You'll be carried away by the winds. You'll be blown away by the storms. But you know one thing. Whenever you wander from the presence of God, the labor may not be rewarded. Because they veered away, what happened that night? What happened? They caught nothing. Because God was not with them. They were experts. They knew their onions. They had the best equipment, but they were on their own. This month of August, you will not be on your own. Amen. God will be with you. Amen. It's a terrible thing to be on your own. They tried everything. They were just wandering around. And can you imagine how strong Peter was when Jesus was alive? That at a point he took out his sword, he was ready to fight. And this same Peter decided to go fishing. Let me tell you something. Nobody is strong without the presence of God. Read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. If the presence of God is not with you, you are not strong. Ah, it's a strong Christian. Hey, you are only as strong as the measure of the presence of God you carry. Are you listening to me? Nobody is strong without the presence of God. So how strong you want to be as a Christian, as a servant of God, as a child of God, will be telling me by how much of the presence you have decided to carry. And God is ready to give you everything. He said to give me everything. It's now left for us to take the measure we want. Are you listening to me? You cannot be stronger than the level of grace you carry. And you can only get that one by the... When God will come to Moses, God will speak to Moses mouth to mouth like a friend. And that is why at a time, after he had been with God for so long, he came, nobody could look at his face. They pleaded with him, please cover, use something to cover your face. They couldn't look up to him. That's what called respect. He didn't need to beg for the respect. They gave it to him automatically. If we are running away from demons, we are away, it's because the amount of presence of God around us or that we carry is still very, very small. Smaller than the power that that demon needs to submit. Authority is in levels. Are you listening to me? So nobody can be strong. And you know, out of the presence of God, there's discouragement, there's frustration, there's failure. When you wander out of his presence, you don't have his presence with you. You battle with a lot of things. Let's go on. Verse 4. Money was already breaking when Jesus came to the beach. See, he left them on their own for the entire night. They didn't bother. They forgotten about Jesus. But after, when the money came, when Jesus came to the beach, on the morning, after they had done all their own, he now appeared and stood there. However, disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Verse 5. So Jesus said unto them, boys, you do not have any meat, fish? Oh, you are changed to Amplify. Go back to KJV. And he said unto them, cast it, no, go to the previous verse. I'm still in verse 5. Then he said unto them, children, do you have any meat? What was the answer? Because all the labor was nothing. They were on their own. Now, verse 6. And he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. And they cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fish. The next verse. Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved said unto Peter, because they were wondering, who could have done this? What kind of magic is this? Then the eyes of one of them was open. Said unto Peter, it is the Lord. And immediately Peter heard that. Said, now when Simon Peter heard that, it was the Lord. He got his fisherman coat unto himself because he was naked. Oh, you know, he said, lagoon, no tutu, Peter and Satan, that's a moon. He removed his fisherman coat, he was still sweating and got nothing. The presence of God was not there. They were on their own. But immediately he saw that it was Jesus. His conscience pricked him. His senses came back. His understanding was restored. He got a new motivation. And he did not wait for any other person. What did he do? He jumped into the sea. I pray there is somebody who is here this morning who has been on his own. But hearing about Jesus today, we just forgive him and jump at him. Jump out of his way and jump in the way of the Lord. Jump out of the world and jump to the arms of Jesus. Verse 8. And the disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land. But as it were, 200 cubits dragged the net with the fishes. Verse 9. As soon as they were come to land, they saw a fire occur there, and fish laid thereon and bread. I will pause. I'm still going to read the next two verses. Remember, they had gone round and round. But you see, when God appears, when the presence of God, he makes everything to be perfect. They were hungry. It's not only fish that gave them what they did not labor for. Are you listening to me? What they did not ask for. But what the Lord knew they needed of his own fullness, because his presence was there, he gave them. See, sometimes when we, because of our own career, our ambition, our pursuit, our goal, we forget God. We are cheating ourselves. But when we seek God, God knows everything we need. So, because of my work, I cannot serve God. I don't have time for God. You know, I don't. Not knowing that serving God will even give you more work. Serving God will bring more blessing. We see serving God as if we are losing. We see following God as if we are sacrificing. See, God, he put there, what they said, they found fire because they were cold and the fish need to be cooked. They didn't need to go and look for fire lighter. Fire was provided. Then coals were there. Not only fire, coals to cook, to make them warm. Then also the bread. Where did the bread come from? Where did the fire come from? Where did the coal come from? The presence of the Lord provided all this. God wanted them to know something. That if we have been laboring, we have been on our own, out of his will, I'm praying, let us come unto him. Let us stay in his presence. Let us abide. The moment Jesus appeared on the scene, Peter looked at everything. He was amazed. Peter saw the fishes. He saw the fire. He saw the coal. He saw the bread. He started crying. Mumang oju mi tiri. Mumang eti mi tibo. Mumang oju mi tiri. Mumang eti mi tibo. Ama loganti ode o lugbal.
Won ti pe wa ni agan ri boya won ti pe ololo siri sugbon logan ti ode o olugba laaye mi leto ani logan to de o olugba laaye mi leto ti o de olugbala aye mi leto.
Peter started singing. What happened? And that moment it learned a lesson that the presence of the Lord is all that is required. And I speak unto anybody this morning who has been laboring in vain, that the enemy has been tormenting this month. The presence of the Lord will drive away your struggles, your trauma, your sorrow, your challenges. In the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord that provided for Peter and the other disciples, beyond the things that they were only pursuing fishes, but God went ahead and gave more than that. As you abide in the presence of the Lord this month, the Lord will satisfy you. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. The moment Jesus appeared, on the sea. Everything. And I want you to know something. Go to verse 10. I left quickly so that we can go to prayer. Jesus said unto them, bring out fish you have now caught. And now look at verse 11. Verse 11, this is verse 10. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to the land, full of great fishes, and 153, and for all there were so many. Yet, what happened? Was not the net broken. Yet, if you remember when he appeared earlier on to Peter, when he was just starting up, what happened to the net? Broke. But this time around, as much as the fish you are, Bible says it's not a mistake. It's for emphasis. Yet, that inside of that word there is deliberate. It's not a lexical error or accident. Yet, was not the net broken. In the presence of the Lord, there's fullness of. If the net are broken, some would have gone back. They would have to go and look for them again. But yet, whatever God is going to do in your life this month, it's going to be perfect. It's going to be complete. No sorrow will be harder unto it in the mighty name of Jesus. You are going to cast your net. The Lord is going to fill it with fishes. And the net will not be broken. You will not labor in vain. That means the presence of the Lord takes away the devourer. The devourer. The problem with many of us is that the enemy is setting devourer. May I speak unto you this morning. Any area where the enemy is introducing devourer into your life, into your blessing, into your work, into your home. Today, the Lord will take it away. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. Have you been moving around with empty nets? In what area of life is your net empty? This month, I want to challenge you. Plunge in yourself to the presence of the Lord. Don't use him as a deodorant. Take it as oxygen and see God feed the net. And you see the net will be filled and yet will not be broken. As we go to prayer this morning, because of my time, I want us to quickly close with this. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 27, and I'm going to pray. My brother and my sister, the presence of God brings satisfaction. Oh. Whatever you need this month is in the presence of the Lord. I say it again, don't use it. I said 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 27, not first chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 27. Glory and honor. Are we here? Are we here? Glory and honor in his presence. The Lord will endow with his glory this month. We put on you the cloak of honor, but they are found in his presence. Strength and gladness in his place. I want you to stand on your feet. My brother and my sister, satisfaction is the presence of the Lord. Glory and honor are in his presence. Gladness, strength, and joy are in his presence. This morning, how much of God and how much of his presence do you desire? How much of that is present do you carry? Do you use it as a deodorant? Or do you want to tell him this morning you need him as oxygen? The choice is yours, the choice is mine. And whatever choice we make, we'll get the result. But this morning, I want us to take this hymn, and I need it every hour. And after that, we're going to pray. I want the choir, the media to project that hymn for us. I need it every hour as we take it. It's on the screen.
I need it every hour, most gracious God, no tender voice like thine can be that voice.
Need him every hour. Maybe you need him every Sunday. Are you ready to behave like Peter this morning and leave everything and jump into his hand and run towards him? Say, look, my net is empty. I want to feel it. Yet, I don't want the net to break. Before we take the next verse and I pray, perhaps there's anybody want to reconcile with our Lord this morning. Say, I want to jump into your arms. Just lift your right hand anywhere you are. I want to pray for you. Quickly, I want to do that. Is anybody like that? Just lift your hands unto the Lord anywhere you are. Say, Lord, this morning, I want to come into your hands. I know I've been on my own, but today, I want to come into your presence and don't want to leave again. I'll take that song. I want to see your hand on, and I'll pray for you, and then we'll continue. Lord, this morning, say, Lord, I need your presence every time. I don't want to wander away from your presence at any moment. Your presence is the atmosphere for miracle. Many of us, we fast for miracle. We pray for miracle. But his presence creates the atmosphere for miracle. Without his presence, fasting is useless.
Prayer is ineffective. Service is of no effect. Can you cry unto God this morning that as I go into this month of August, let your presence not depart from me. I want to hold unto you all the time. I will not use you as deodorant, but I want your presence like oxygen. Every moment of my life, every day, every time. Lord, I bring my net before you this morning. Fill my net, every empty net, every net that is empty, every net that is wasted, every net that is empty, I bring it before you this morning. Lord, fill it up and yet let it not break. Fill it up and yet let it not break. Skapalabas. Ketuli baba ska ibra katalaba ske e progoscopo reseke poskandalaba raanda kutelibo roseke kekeke raanda kusepo reseke popo raanda kuske polaba jari maskandalaba ya go skompoliba reseke pondalaba renso koposkabalaba jari maskapolaba jeri mamaskampalie jeri makakakaka. Reseke popo, reseke popo, rekese posha dalaba. In the mighty name of Jesus, we take this one more prayer, and after I ask Pastor Mr. Wutu to come and run all the prayer and pray for everybody. Is there empty nets in your life? Is there any area where your net is empty? Can you present it for God, before God this morning? And as we invoke the presence of God, the Lord will feel it. I'm challenging you this morning. Any empty net, that's your life, that's your home, that's your family, that's your career, present it before God this morning. Remember, God showed the revelation of his glory that came down. Because the glory of God is here this morning. The presence of God is here this morning. Any empty net here, I declare it filled. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. Now pray about present before God, and after that I'll call on Pastor Misawu to come and pray for us. Now, on your own, now personally, present those empty nets. Where is it that your net is empty? And you want the presence of God to direct the blessings to fill it up that you need. Beyond, you know, they were looking for fishes. God provided fire, he provided coal, he provided bread, more than what they needed. And that is what we are declaring this morning. That's what I'm expecting to happen this morning. That's what I have the faith, the confidence that God will do your life this morning. God will meet the totality of your needs. Peter and the rest, they were only looking for fish. But God looked at all things that should accompany it that their understanding could not carry. And the Lord provided, because it's the all-knowing God, it's omniscience God. And it's also omnipotent, he has the power for everything. So he brought the three together, his omnipresence, his omniscience, his omnipotency, and met their needs. This morning, present this empty net before God. Manska palaba, skepo dalaba, skehempo, le sahanga talaba, jarima masta talaba, rete kekekekeke, raanda kukakaka, skahim braka talaba. Yes, logo, feed this empty net, logo, feed this empty net, logo, feed the empty net, feed the empty net, feed the empty net. Meet your people, send the ministry angels, send the ministry angels, send the ministry angels, send the ministry angels, send the ministry angels. Including those who are online, including those who are joining online, including those who are joining online, including those who are joining online, send the ministry angel. Minister to their needs now. Minister to their needs now. Minister to their needs now. Lord, send the ministry angels. Send the ministry angels. Minister to their needs now. Maska papa, rete kekekeke, raanda kukakakaka, raanda kakakakaka, raanda kakakaka, raanda kakakaka, ska imbra katalaba, jaraba sadalaba, jaribaba kaskaba, raanda kukakakasaba, raashabalaba. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Our God and our Father, we thank you. We bless your name, Lord, even for this great opportunity again to stand in your presence, Lord, and to look unto you. The Bible says that the people of old, Lord, they look unto you, Lord, and they were not ashamed. Father, as we have come to your presence, Lord, as you have, Lord, we have heard it again and again. The disciples, oh Lord, align themselves, retrace their step, oh God, to your presence, and you gave unto them fullness of joy. Lord, oh God, as we have aligned our lives, Lord, we have retraced our lives back to your presence this morning. Father, we ask, oh God, that there shall be evidence, evidence of your presence, evidence of your presence, evidence of your presence upon every desire, upon every longing, upon every heart's desire today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we declare in the name of Jesus, as it has been prophesied earlier, Lord, during the choir ministration, we declare testimonies. We declare testimonies. We declare testimony. Let testimony feed all around lives. Let testimonies feed lives today in the name of Jesus. Father, as we have come to your presence, oh Lord, we decree that none shall go back the same in the name of Jesus. None will go back, oh God, the same in the name of Jesus. We receive fullness of joy as we move on in the month of August in the name of Jesus. You told us in the course of the service, oh Lord, that you have laid the foundation. You have laid the foundation of this month for us. And Father, we pray, oh God, that you will perfect that which you have started in our lives by the power and evidence of your presence in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We bless your name and we adore you. For we pray with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen.
And I declare the presence of the Lord will accompany you to this month. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.